Good evening and welcome to our evening services. Let's all stand for this first song. Please be seated.
Lord, the light of your love is shining in the midst of the darkness, shining. Jesus, light of the world, behind us, set us free from the truth. You now bring us, shine on me, shine on me, shine, Jesus, shine, fill this land with Father's glory, blaze, Spirit, blaze, set our hearts on fire, follow river flow, flood the nations with grace and mercy, send forth your word, Lord, let there be light. Lord, I come to your awesome presence from the shadows of your radiance. By the blood I may enter brightness. Search me, try me to my darkness. Shine on me, shine on me, shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land with the Father's glory. Spirit blaze, set our hearts on fire. Flow, river, flow, flood the nations with grace and mercy. Send forth your word, Lord, and
blue skies and rainbows and sunbeams from heaven are what I can soon see when my Lord is living in me. I know that Jesus is well and alive today. He makes his home in my heart.
Mountains we've
Today I'll be reading Numbers chapter 6, 24 through 27. May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look with favor on you and give you peace. In this way, they will pronounce my name over the Israelites, and I will bless them.
Will you pray with me? Dear God, we will always need you as you've done great things and been with us before. Please be with us now and in the future. Help us to always trust in you, and please bless all that we do for you. Help the church to grow and thrive and honor you. Always help us make a positive impact, and please always glorify your name through us. Thank you for all that you do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Please pray with me. Dear God, we thank you for your plans and actions in the world. We thank you for your work to bring about the church so we can always have family and community. It is hard to be faithful alone, but we thank you for making us part of your team so we can work together to praise and serve you. Help us to encourage and love each other. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Today, I'll be reading Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 7. Listen, Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. These words that I am giving you today are to be in your heart. Repeat them to your children. Talk about them when you stay in your house and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that lifted me as I lay on the
Sing hallelujah to the Lord. Sing hallelujah to the Lord. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah to the Lord. Jesus is through heaven and earth.
Dear God, we are so thankful for your love for us. We are in constant need of direction, forgiveness, and help. Thank you for Jesus who came to be a guide for us. Thank you for his life teaching and example that provided a path for us to follow. Thank you for his death, which provides our forgiveness. And thank you for his resurrection, which is our daily hope. Thank you in Jesus' name, amen.
Today I'll be reading from Exodus 19, 4 through 6. You have seen what I did to the Egyptians and how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now, if you'll carefully listen to me and keep my covenant, you will be my own possession out of all the peoples. Although the earth is mine, you will be my kingdom of priests and my holy nation.
Today we will be reading Genesis 50, verse 19 through 21. But Joseph said to them, "Don't be afraid. Am I in the place of God? You planned evil against me. God planned it for good, to bring about the present result, the survival of many people. Therefore, don't be afraid. I will take care of you and your children." And he comforted them and spoke kindly to them. Please pray with me. Dear God, when we look around the world, we see your beauty and glory. We see the might of your works. Thank you for creating us. Thank you for creating the animals. Thank you for creating all the things that we enjoy. Thank you for using your power to bless your creation. We love you
In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, I want to start off by saying how incredibly impressed and proud I am of each of you boys and the work that you have put into this, the gifts that you have demonstrated and exercised here tonight in leading us in worship. I would consider this to be a worship service that has been absolutely uplifting, something that has drawn us closer to God, and something that has been encouraging to the church. And I think that's one of the most important works that you can be involved in. I think there's a lot of good things to do in this world, and there's a lot of things that matter and things that are beautiful and valuable, but standing up and leading God's people, I think, is one of the most valuable things that you can do, and it means a tremendous amount to me and to everyone here that you guys have put in that work, and I want to thank you for that. During the earthly ministry of Jesus, in Matthew chapter 19, there was a moment where people were bringing the children to Jesus, and the disciples thought, hey, focusing on kids is going to get in the way of the important kingdom work. And they tried to stop people from doing that, and Jesus rebuked them for that and said, never stop the children from coming to me. As a matter of fact, the kingdom of heaven belongs to these. And that's really a radical idea if you think about it. Who does the kingdom of heaven belong to? If you were to ask people that question, I don't know what all answers you would get, but your initial thought might not be the children. But that's who Jesus says the kingdom of heaven belongs to. And I think we're experiencing why here tonight. When you see children who have studied, who have prepared, who have worked hard, using their God-given gifts, using their abilities to stand up and to lead God's people. So I want to thank you very much for that. I want to encourage you to continue doing that. I want to encourage everyone. We're about to read a passage, and it's a passage that is written specifically to a youth, not this young of a youth, a guy named Timothy, who is considered a youth in this passage, although he might even be close to 30. But it's a reminder that no matter what age you are, there's important work to be done. It's a reminder that no matter what age you are, you can have an impact, you can be an example, you can be a teacher, you can be someone who impacts and benefits the church now and into the future. And I want to encourage everyone here, no matter what age you are, to begin striving in new ways to serve the kingdom and to dedicate your life to that. I think there are some who we're seeing here tonight who are doing that at a young age, and it's fantastic, and I'm prayerful that there will be many years of blessing to the church because of their efforts. But I also know that we have a whole room full of people who can continue to do the good work of the kingdom. So I'm going to read 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 12 through 16. And I want us to think about these words and think about ways that every one of us can apply them in our own lives. Paul writes to Timothy, "Do not let anyone look down or despise you and your youth, but set for the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity." Like in all of those areas, strive to make your life an example that other people can follow. He says, "Until I come," and we had this tonight, "devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to exhortation and to teaching." The public reading of Scripture is one of the most valuable things you can offer the church. And it's one of the reasons why I think tonight was such an encouraging night as well. He says, "Do not neglect the gift you have, which was given to you by prophecy with the laying on of the elders' hands. Practice these things. Immerse yourself in them so that all may see your progress. Keep a close watch on yourself and your teaching. Persist in this, for by doing so, you will save both yourself and your hearers." I want you to think about a couple of things in that. One of those is the idea, never give up on what you're doing. Keep working at it, keep striving, keep serving, and it'll be a blessing to you and to others. Another thing was, also live your life as an example that other people can follow. In the things that you do throughout the rest of the week, make sure that you are living in such a way that if other people imitated you, they would grow closer to God. And then finally, that last phrase, by doing so, you will save both yourself and your hearers. It's kind of an amazing idea that the things that you are doing now actually impact people for eternity. They can bring about salvation to other people and bring about salvation for eternity. There is no greater work than the work of salvation, than the work of working with souls and saving people and striving to save people. And so it's something that I hope every single person here will be encouraged to take seriously, to strive for, to be diligent, to commit yourself to, and to never give up on. And if there is anyone here tonight who you're looking at your life and you recognize there are areas where perhaps you're not living the life that you know you're called to live, or you've perhaps never become a Christian, tonight is the night to change that. You can give your life to Christ by naming him as Lord of your life. You can have your sins washed away in baptism, and you can strive to live for him from this point forward. If you have that need, please let it be known. And would you come and sit on the front row while we stand and as we have our invitation song?
Jesus loves me, this I know, the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, and but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me.
Closing remarks. Thank you for coming this evening. If you've not had an opportunity to partake of the Lord's Supper, it has been left prepared for you in one of the classrooms to my left. Let's say our scripture together and walk in love just as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us in an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma. Closing prayer. Dear God, you are great and holy and glorious. You are full of wonder and are unlike any other. You are greater than all gods and kings and humans' desires. We thank you and praise you for your greatness and holiness. We are in all of you. We praise, worship, and fall down before you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.